Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, fallout. This morning, the world watching Israel as it pledges to respond to Iran's unprecedented weekend attack. We're live in the region with the very latest. Also ahead, from the ashes, 5 years after that devastating fire, the iconic Notre Dame Cathedral almost ready to open its doors again.
It still doesn't feel real, if I'm honest. It's still a bit of a dream, really.
Inside the remarkable restoration. Then the countdown is on. We're gearing up for the Olympics with 5 gymnasts eager to join Team USA on the road to Paris. And all laughs, Ryan Gosling leaves the SNL cast in stitches.
I don't watch much television. I have an incredibly busy life.
Yeah, I'm very busy too.
And delivers an epic monologue that we know all too well. What Taylor Swift herself had to say about Gosling's take on her hit song coming up in Pop Start today, Monday, April 15th, 2024.
From Central Valley Academy in Hillian, New York, go Thunder!
3 generations.
Here from my Sweet 16.
Today is our 5th anniversary.
From Jacksonville, Florida.
This is from Waynesboro, Mississippi. Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Juneau, Alaska.
Freeport, Pennsylvania. And Stockton, California.
On a father-daughter trip.
From Kingsport, Tennessee.
On a girls' trip. From Evansville, Indiana.
From Newington, Connecticut.
And I'm here to meet Hoda. Yay!
Oh my gosh, president of the Toddler Fan Club for Hoda. How cute is that?
Declan.
Oh, welcome back. Nice to have you along with us on a sunshiny, pretty spring day here in New York. We got Chanel in for Craig this morning. Nice
Good
to
morning.
Have you along.
Good morning.
Let's get right to the news. 8 o'clock now. President Biden is urging Israel to show restraint as it weighs if and how it will respond to that massive direct attack by Iran this weekend. NBC's chief foreign correspondent Richard Engel witnessed the assault. He joins us from Jerusalem with the very latest. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Savannah. Much of the action was right over our heads here in Jerusalem. We could see Israeli air defenses intercepting incoming fire from Iran when Iran launched more than 300 drones, missiles, some of them cruise missiles, ballistic missiles at Israel. But nearly all of them, 99% of them, were shot down by Israeli air defenses with extensive help from the United States. In fact, the U.S. was leading a hastily put together defensive coalition that included the U.K., France, even Jordan, and it was successful. But this is not over. Israel is still being very vague about how it may respond. The Israeli Security Cabinet is meeting again today to see if it will respond militarily. And the Biden administration is urging calm, with President Biden speaking with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu directly, saying that the U.S. will not participate in offensive actions against Iran. So the U.S. wants to dial this back, wants to contain this situation, but we dodged a bullet of sorts this weekend, but it does not mean it is over. I think we could see this once again flaring up in the coming days, weeks, because the Israeli operations in Gaza are still ongoing. The Rafah operation is still pending. There are many potential flashpoints still to come. Savannah.
Indeed. Richard Engel in Jerusalem for us. Thank you.
Let's move now to an historic day this morning inside a New York City courtroom. Donald Trump becoming the first former president to go on trial in a criminal case. Prosecutors say Mr. Trump illegally doctored business records to hide hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels during the 2016 campaign. Trump's defense maintains no laws were broken when his former attorney paid Daniels $130,000. Jury selection is expected to take several days, if not weeks.
There is a possible break this morning in the case of two missing mothers from Kansas. Police now have several people in custody and revealed overnight they have recovered two bodies. NBC's Aaron McLaughlin is following that story. Aaron, good morning.
Guys, good morning. Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly have been missing for more than 2 weeks. Now, Oklahoma authorities have arrested four people who they believe are involved in their disappearances. They also announced overnight they've located two bodies, but have not confirmed they are the woman they've been looking for.
This morning, new developments in the search for Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly. The two moms from Kansas have been missing for 2 weeks. Their car found abandoned just over the Kansas-Oklahoma border. Authorities saying in a statement there was evidence of foul play. On Saturday, Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation stating these four people were arrested in connection with the case. Tag Cullum, Tiffany Adams, and Colin Cora Twombly were all booked on charges of first-degree murder, kidnapping, and conspiracy. NBC affiliate KFOR reporting Adams is the grandmother of Veronica Butler's children, and that at least two of the suspects arrested were known to her. Court documents obtained by NBC News show Butler and the father of her children have been in an ongoing custody battle. The two women were reported missing on March 30th after driving from Hugoton, Kansas to pick up their children. Authorities say the case has been incredibly challenging due to the rural location. Hunter McKee is with Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation.
There are not a lot of homes, no businesses, no other buildings, and usually you can use cameras and footage to see maybe what had occurred or what had led up to that.
Now a grief-stricken Kansas community is looking for answers.
It's absolutely devastating. They were both young and vibrant, and they deserved more.
Yellow ribbons tied around town as a sign of hope.
As the days roll by, it's just getting harder and harder to stay positive and keep the faith.
Authorities are holding a news conference this morning where we expect to hear more details about the arrests and possibly the identities of the two bodies that were discovered. It's not clear if any of the suspects have legal representation.
All right, Aaron, thank you. Well, we'll switch gears momentarily to sports and a runaway win in the 88th Masters Tournament for the number one golfer in the world. American Scottie Scheffler sank that final putt to finish at 11 under. He won by 4 strokes. Short time later, there's the moment he slips on his second green jacket in 3 years. The 27-year-old joins a select group, just 17 golfers who've earned that title twice in their careers. He's also going to take home more than $3.5 million for his victory at Augusta.
Watch a little bit of that.
I watched a little bit on Saturday.
Carson watched it all.
I know. Yeah. I was like, what would Carson do right now? Yeah. He'd turn on the Masters.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, still ahead, inside the excitement of Coachella and a big surprise from No Doubt during their first performance in nearly a decade.
But first, a milestone in the painstaking restoration of Notre Dame Cathedral 5 years after it was ravaged by fire. NBC's Keir Simmons is there in Paris. Hi, Keir.
Savannah, good morning. It is raining, it is blowing a gale here in Paris, but nothing can wipe the smile from our faces because they are slowly removing the scaffold from Notre Dame. We'll introduce you to the American craftsmen who helped make it happen. That's coming up.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match
with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We're back 8:11 with the restoration of a beloved landmark.
Yeah, it's been 5 years to the day since the world watched in shock as those flames engulfed the centuries-old Notre Dame Cathedral, its iconic spire and roof badly damaged. But now the repairs are nearing completion.
NBC's chief international correspondent Keir Simmons is in Paris for us this morning. Hey, Keir.
Hey guys, good morning to you. That's it behind me there. That's the brand new spire without the scaffolding around it. That spire that you saw 5 years ago go crashing down into Notre Dame. 1,000 craftspeople have been working on the cathedral, including one man who is over here, but hails from over there.
This morning, the world able to admire this iconic cathedral once again.
Beautiful.
It's fantastic.
It's awesome. I just wish I could get inside.
Years of delicate restorative repairs, inside and out. The centuries-old monument now nearing completion. Parts of the massive scaffold are gone, revealing the carefully mended scars from the devastating fire. 5 years ago, an inferno tore through the interior of the magnificent church, consuming 800 years of history in minutes. Bringing the cathedral back to its former glory required rare skills, remaking each of its famous wood structures. Amongst the few foreigners involved in the colossal effort, Hank Silver, a carpenter from New England who helped rebuild the roof made by medieval craftsmen.
What does it feel like to be standing here now?
It still doesn't feel real, if I'm honest. It's still a bit of a dream, really.
Hank belongs to Carpenters Without Borders, a volunteer group of woodwork experts restoring historic structures around the globe. Last year, he watched overwhelmed as the trusses he crafted were transported and lifted into position.
What was it like to watch that?
To see a truss of that scale, hand-hewn, pegged together, flying through space, it's a really out-of-time kind of experience.
Last December, NBC News got a special glimpse inside the cathedral, climbing 300 feet to spectacular views across Paris.
So this is the spire that went crashing down.
Exactly.
We all watched it all around the world.
Right up there is where we were. Now the Coquerel can be seen across Paris again. We first met Hank last summer at a workshop in Normandy, painstakingly crafting the roof's beam.
In the US, we have a built tradition that's much newer. Being able to work on this building, which is the birth of this technique, is particularly meaningful.
Using replicas of medieval tools like these axes, Hank and his colleagues reconstructed each truss exactly as they were made in the 13th century.
As carpenters here, we've had to do things that the original carpenters never did. We've had to recreate all these inconsistencies, all these deformations that have accrued over the centuries.
The reconstruction effort, 5 years on, nearing the finish line, while Hank now calls France home.
This incredible building has changed your life.
Oh, absolutely.
For the rest of your life, you can come here
and
look at this and know that you had a part in it.
I'll be dining out on this for a long time, I think.
This is the city to dine out. And Hank says he may have, maybe, hidden some mementos maybe a signature or two inside Notre Dame there, guys. They plan for it to reopen in December. So that's when you'll get the chance to get inside yourselves. Book your tickets.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
Glad's
Pierre.
Back.
All right, Pierre. Thank you. All right. How about a check of the weather, Mr. Roker?
All right. Let's show you what's going on. We're going to be looking at some severe weather today. In fact, that threat for 14 million people from Rapid City all the way down to San Angelo. We've got a risk for some large hail that's going to be causing problems from Valentine to Wichita. Also from Wichita Falls down to San Angelo. Baseball-size hail possible. Rest of the country, southern warmth with temperatures in the 80s. Plenty of sunshine through the Great Lakes, storm system bringing some mountain snow through the Rockies, plenty of sun up and down the West Coast. That's your latest weather. Best time to start off.
Oh, yeah. It's loaded.
Wow.
Today. It's like a loaded big potato.
We'll get to it.
All the things.
Everything.
Let's get to
start
it. Don't waste any more time. We're going to start with Saturday Night Live. Really funny. I mean, it's always funny, but this weekend was extra special. Probably because of Ryan Gosling hit the stage for the third time to host. He was there to promote an upcoming movie, but the Barbie actor revealed he's having a little trouble letting go of Ken. So his Fall Guy, that's the new movie he was there to promote, co-star Emily Blunt had to step in.
I don't mean to be harsh, but Ryan, you have to move on. It's time.
I know.
Okay?
I know you're right.
Okay.
I just can't.
That was great. Such a funny monologue. Taylor Swift, by the way, gave her stamp of approval to their All Too Well Barbenheimer remix. She wrote on X, All Too Well, Ryan and Emily's version. Watch me accidentally catch myself singing this version on tour. This monologue is everything. And that was just the start of Gosling's epic episode of SNL during one sketch that revolved around two characters bearing a striking resemblance to Beavis and Butthead. Cast member Heidi Gardner is going down in SNL history for one of the biggest breaks of all time.
A human being. I'd really like to move on and discuss AI. So would you like him to move?
Yes. Thank you. The man with the gray shirt and exposed gums.
Sir.
Oh, man. That hold in the front row.
Oh.
So sometimes when you don't say anything, it's the funniest. Yeah.
Oh, so good.
That was
oh, that was so good.
That is funny.
It was really funny. Speaking of iconic SNL moments, who remembers this Chris Farley sketch?
First off, I am 35 years old. I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river. Old Matt's gonna be your shadow. Here's you, here's Matt. There's you, there.
David Spade was breaking it out. I mean, that's a classic. Nearly three decades after the iconic comedian's passing, a biopic is in the works. Emmy winner Paul Walter Hauser set to star in the movie. Wow. Josh Gad's on board to direct that. Throughout his career, Chris Farley spent five scene-stealing seasons with SNL. He passed away in 97 at just the age of 33. The film is set to adapt the best-selling biography, The Chris Farley Show. It's written by his brother Tom, and it's reportedly to have the blessing of the Farley family.
Wow.
So look forward to that. Next up, No Doubt. Over the weekend, the Grammy-winning band hit the stage at Coachella, performing together for the first time in 9 years, and their epic set list included all the hits. Plus, Olivia Rodrigo came out and stunned the crowd, stepping out to perform the group's 24-year-old track, Bathwater. On social media, Olivia shared, I remember hearing Bathwater for the first time when I had just started writing songs. It totally turned my world on its head and inspires me to this day.
Sweet. Cool.
No Doubt I'll be back at it at Coachella again this coming weekend for weekend number two. Next up, This Is Us. Break out the Kleenex. If you thought that all those tear-jerking moments were in the past, think again. The cast of This Is Us pulling fans right back in. Over the weekend, Mandy Moore, Sterling K. Brown, and Chris Sullivan reunited for this special announcement. So a podcast is apparently coming, and they're calling on fans to submit questions and stories. The first episode of That Was Us is set to drop on May 14th.
Okay.
Cool.
That is your...
Thanks, Carsey. All right, still ahead, our countdown to the Paris Olympics. It hits 100 short days this week, and this morning we're celebrating with the high-flying team of USA hopefuls in gymnastics.
Bonjour.
to some of the amazing athletes that are arriving on our plaza. You're looking, guys, at Team USA hopefuls in gymnastics as we count down to the Paris Olympics. 100 days away. We can't wait to sit down and chat with them. Meantime, look at this crowd.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. We got a live one.
Wow. Is it a holiday? Or I'm trying to think of...
It feels like a holiday.
It's just a beautiful day. All right. Well, this has got to be an around the horn
day. This is amazing.
I might think so. I think so.
It's coming. I feel it. Plus, yeah. Chassis Post is here with bestsellers for spring. Everything from versatile dresses to a secret weapon for your hair.
All right. Also ahead, a remarkable woman who's had a front row seat to history, presidential historian Doris Kearns Goodwin. She's sharing her story in a fascinating and very personal new book, and we cannot wait to catch up with our friend Doris.
Mm-hmm. Cannot wait for that. And also looking ahead to our third hour, we've got not one, but two talented Henrys in the house. Henry Cavill and Henry Golding talking about their wild, action-packed new movie.
And a little preview for tomorrow, guys. We've got Hollywood royalty coming into Studio 1A. The great Michael Douglas will be here, who's going to relive some of his most famous movie roles and also tell us about his newest role as Benjamin Franklin. That's tomorrow.
All right.
Hey, I've got some folks over here.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. The Central Valley, I had to come to, but their nickname is the Central Valley Thunder. And you guys performed at Carnegie Hall last night, this choir. All right. And of course, you know how you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice. Yes. I like that. A kid likes an old joke. Anyway, let's show you what we've got for your weekend ahead. Your week ahead, I should say. Sunshine along the East Coast, drying out West. Severe storms in the Central Plains, some snow in the Rockies. Midweek, some strong storms in the upper Midwest. Snowy in the northern Rockies. Look for sunshine through the Southeast. And then as we make our way to Friday, record highs down through Florida. We're looking at an April chill in the plains and sunshine out West. Not a big crowd, so we've got to go. First trip to New York. It's your first time at the Today Show. You turned 13. Yeah. Folks from Australia. And that's when you go round the horn, baby. Back to you guys.
That was A++, Al. Thank you so much. All right, coming up, these incredible gymnasts have their sights set on representing Team USA at the Olympics.
Including three-time medalist Suni Lee. We're going to catch up with them on our countdown to the big games. But first, this is Today on NBC. We're back. It's countdown to Paris time. The Olympics are now just 102 short days away.
Gymnastics, of course, will be one of the most watched events. And this morning, we're surrounded by USA athletes and hopefuls who are hard at work. They're training and they are getting ready for the big game. Can you guys each introduce yourselves?
Yes. Suni Lee.
Kayla DiCello.
Vita Gershkenis.
Yul Moldauer.
Brody Malone.
Good morning, Suni Lee. First, let's start with you. First of all, we're so happy to see you here. We know exactly how you performed last time, and it was incredible under tremendous pressure. And I thought, well, you know what? I wonder if Suni will be like, you know, been there, done that. But you want to go to Paris. Tell us why.
Yes, I'm so excited. I think this time is more about proving it to myself. I've had to deal with so much the past, 3 years. Obviously, it's a little different this time because I have, the pressure of being, the Olympic champion. But I'm just excited to get back out there.
Well, it's very exciting. Brody, how about you? I know you've had an injury and you're getting back now. What are your feelings about Paris?
I'm super excited. Still got to make the team, but, yeah. Coming back from, I had a pretty bad knee injury about a year ago. So it's been a long process getting back, but I'm getting a lot stronger and I'm super excited.
One of the things, Yul, that's taken kind of front and center has been this mental awareness of what's going on inside all of us. And I think that's an important component. How has that weighed on you?
For me, I just think about my sport and it's something that I love. And I know that there are going to be trials and difficulties, but I think it's all about having a good support system, good coaches, good friends, and good teammates. And if you surround yourself by that, you can battle through anything. But I think we're in such a good movement. There's so much awareness and help that you can get. So I think we're definitely moving in the right spot.
Mm-hmm. All of you guys are hopeful. Evita has actually made the team.
Yeah, Evita's there.
So Evita, you get to sigh a breath of relief in a way, but now you have to work hard and actually
you know, do what you want to do at the Olympics.
Yes, absolutely. It's really exciting. It's inspiring too, because now I have such a clear vision of what I want to accomplish and how I want to do it. And I'm so excited to see an audience this time around, because in rhythmic gymnastics, yes, it's all about that energy exchange.
Yeah.
And we finally get an audience, because in Tokyo, we didn't have people watching live. So
I know, it was so silent. You actually brought your props,
yes,
with you.
I
tell
did.
Us about what
clubs.
Are these?
So these are clubs. We do compete with both of them. It's one of our four apparatus.
Uh-huh.
And with these, we do a lot of different flips and mills, mm-hmm, and we toss them and do crazy things and catch them, and they're really fun.
That's really fun.
Kayla, we got to talk to you. This is such an exciting moment in life, isn't it? Getting ready for the, you know, hoping to make it to the Paris Olympics. What's been going into the preparation, and when do you know whether or not you're going?
Yeah, so I'm really excited for this year and just, you know, going out there, showing my gymnastics. And it's been a lot, mm-hmm, going into the gym and, mm-hmm, working on, like, my skills, upgrading, mm-hmm, and just making sure that I have good routines for this upcoming season. And, you know, we find out the end of June, mm-hmm, we have our Olympic trials, and that's when the team gets named.
Kayla's so motivated. Her coach says she goes on her, yeah, off days to the gym, yeah, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But I guess that's kind of what it takes. I mean, what would you, you've been there,
yeah,
Suni, so you're our veteran. Mm-hmm. What would you say to your potential teammates about getting there, what it takes, how it feels, how to spend these months?
I mean, I would just say to enjoy it. Like, I think we're the only people that know what we are capable of. We do everything in the gym. Like, once you get there, there's really nothing more that you can do, because you've done everything already to, mm-hmm, prepare. So it's kind of just like going out there and doing what you do normally every single day.
What did you think when Simone kind of raised her hand and said, I think I'm coming back?
I was excited. I mean, she's incredible. She's somebody that I continuously look up to. So to see her back out there being even better than ever is amazing.
Well, we can't wait for Paris. And we hope to see all of you guys there. Congratulations,
congrats,
by the way.
Thank
we're
you.
We're rooting for you, as you know.
Thank you. You can get a lot more with Team USA hopefuls on our new Road to Paris podcast, which is out today. You can scan the QR code or look for it wherever you listen. And, of course, you can catch the Paris Olympics this summer on NBC and Peacock.
All right, coming up next, Chassis Post is fueling up to reveal a new batch of Today bestsellers loaded with spring essentials. But first, this is Today on NBC.
It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Welcome back this morning on Today Bestsellers. We are stepping into spring with some new style finds. Joining us this morning for our Shop All Day contributor, Chassis Post. And don't forget, you can shop along with us by scanning that QR code on the screen. Chassis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Chanel.
You got the hot pink memo today.
We sure did.
We're right for spring. Okay, so I heard through the grapevine that this is one of your, and we've had a lot of awesome things on the show.
Yeah.
So for this to be one of your favorites, it says a lot.
This boho dress is one of my all-time favorite Amazon finds.
Okay.
And I love it so much. When we had it on the show a while back, I bought one. My mother and her three best friends bought one. Our producer, Ariella, bought one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we have a little picture of all three of us.
Oh, that's cute.
Ages like 20 to maybe 80s. So look at my cute mom, Lou.
I love
and
it.
Ariella.
For $34, not bad.
Yeah,
$34.
And it comes in these beautiful prints.
Okay.
And it is the ultimate throw-on dress. It feels like a nightgown.
Okay.
It is so flattering. I mean, I can't say enough about this dress. And you can wear it all season long. I was wearing it with boots, but Ariella was wearing it with sneakers, and my mom was wearing it with a little slide.
I love that.
So
I'm here for that.
This is great for spring.
I love ballet flats.
Okay, me too, but we are not alone, because turns out that ballet flats are having a real resurgence.
Good.
And on TikTok, over 275 million views for the ballet flat.
Wow.
And these ballet flats, I have to tell you, Chanel, I've seen a lot in my day.
Okay.
These are one of the highest quality, and I think highest style for the price that I have seen. 27. Around $27.
Are they comfy?
So comfy, which is not usual for the ballet flat. These have a memory foam sole.
Ooh.
And what I love about these is they are like a patent leather, so they're really fresh. They come in this season's It colors, like the ballet pink, because ballet core is a huge trend.
Yeah.
Also the metallics and red. The red ballet flat, Google searches have spiked.
Really?
This month for that,
right? I wore all the time. Yes.
So this is a subtrend on its own, but there are so many colors and around $27.
Okay, talk to me about this brush.
When was the last time you replaced your hairbrush?
Oh, man. Well, I don't count, because we have a lot of brushes around here.
I know. Well, I can't remember when I replaced mine. And so I think that means it's time to get a new one.
Okay.
We're going to help you out, because this is the Unbrush, which is a detangling brush.
I was just about to ask you that.
Oh, my gosh. So this hit TikTok. They sold, according to the brand, over a million within their first 8 months of launch.
Do you use it with the blow dryer?
You can use it with the blow dryer because it's vented, but it's great for detangling. So any knots, any tangles. And I mean, feel that. It feels so good. And what's also really great about it is you can use it in wet or dry hair. You can use it all hair types and for kids or adults. So they got two sizes, the little mini, which is perfect for travel, or the regular, and it starts at $14.
Okay.
I mean, that is such a great one.
I always need one of these
little
deals.
Oh my gosh. These are so great.
Can you put them in your bag?
That's right. So everybody loves spring cleaning. This is like spring cleaning for your purse. So it's a purse organizer.
I love it.
It's super lightweight, so it's not going to weigh your purse down. And look at all these pockets.
I need this in my
life. I mean, there's something for everyone. They even have a detachable little pouch that comes
with. I love that. Do you remember when Marie Kondo was like, I mean, she's still super popular, but this is what she said I needed in my bag.
It's incredible.
Just because it's just,
and
you know.
And get this. They start at under $10. And here's an added benefit. I mean, so lightweight, but if you're cleaning out your purse.
Yeah.
If you got one of these, you don't have to take everything out. You just lift this little guy out, move it to your purse, and seven different sizes. So it can go from your purse to your
tote. This is actually my favorite thing.
Right.
So
this is so good. And under $10 to be organized, like your personal command center.
I love that.
There.
Okay. So let's talk about rocking a ponytail with a cap.
Right. So I love a solution-based baseball cap, right? So we love a baseball cap. But if you've got that great messy bun or a ponytail, what are you going to do?
Wait, this
well,
is so cute.
I know. Here is our gorgeous team member, Alexa.
That's
and
cute.
Look, this is a patented design. This is called the Pony Flow. And according to the brand, it's got this Velcro little opening there that is
for your ponytail
that is non-tangling.
That's so cute.
And you can do a high pony, a low pony, a medium pony, or even that great messy bun that everybody's wearing. That will fit.
Oh, that's true, because you have room
cap,
up here.
Right?
Oh, that's really cute. What
and it's also really lightweight, and the brand says it's got that moisture wicking
sweatband.
Wait,
I love this.
Too.
And
isn't
the different colors.
Cute? Different colors, around $26, and it's also great for working out.
Those are cute.
Performance fabric.
I say yes.
I know.
Thank
I love
you, Chassie.
Thanks, Chanel.
All right, and again, to purchase any of these items we've shown you this morning, just scan our QR code or check out today.com/shop. Oh, Hoda.
Oh, Chanel. Coming up next, we're sitting down with Pulitzer Prize winning historian Doris Kearns Goodwin. It's a remarkable history lesson on her remarkable life. But first, this is Today on NBC. Welcome back. Presidential historian Doris Kearns Goodwin is used to looking back at the events that made America. But now she's sharing what it was like for her and her powerhouse speechwriter husband, Dick Goodwin, to not only study history, but to shape it in her new book. It's called An Unfinished Love Story, a personal history of the 1960s. Doris, good morning.
I'm very glad to be with you.
Well, what a beautiful love story you and your husband have. But I read, you wrote in the book, actually, you both were in love with history before you fell in love with each other. This is such a, just an interesting take on this. What made you decide to say, you know what, let's put this in a book?
Well, it really began because my husband had saved 300 boxes that schlepped with us everywhere we went for 40 years. Really a time capsule of the 60s, the era when I was young, the era when he was in the middle of everything.
When you say in the middle of everything, describe what you mean by that.
It's incredible. He was like Zelig. I mean, he's in the campaign with JFK on the plane. He's there at the birth of the Peace Corps. He's there with the Bay of Pigs. He's there when the March on Washington happens. He's there when John Kennedy then dies. He gets the eternal flame for Jackie Kennedy. Mm. Then he goes to LBJ, and he's his main speechwriter. And that's really the heyday of the Great Society. He coins the phrase. He helps draft the We Shall Overcome speech after Selma. And then he leaves, and he gets involved in the anti-war movement. He's with McCarthy, Senator McCarthy in New Hampshire, and then with Bobby, his closest friend, and with him when he dies. So the decade had ended so badly with the dark curtain of Bobby's death and Martin Luther King's and the violence and the riots that he didn't want to open them all those years. Then finally, he turns 80, comes floating down the stairs and saying, it's time, now or never.
So he decided he wanted to excavate, go through all of this paper. So what did you guys learn new things, or was it more of a compilation of putting things together?
No, I think the most important thing we learned by doing it from the beginning to the end, not knowing how sad some of the things would end.
Yeah.
It was an extraordinary decade. Mm. I mean, the people were powered by the idea that they could make a difference. There was a sense that they believed that, and that impelled tens of thousands of people to join the Peace Corps, to march against segregation, to be in sit-ins and freedom rides, the beginning of the women's movement, the beginning of the gay rights movement. It was just a time when you could feel that public issues cut across your private life, a time we need today. And I just felt so invigorated by living through that time again.
So, okay, that's so interesting, because I feel like we're looking at two different times, then and now. Then it was like everyone did rally. I feel like now you don't have that flame that's lit under people. So what is the difference? And from what you've studied in history, do you think that kind of thing can be duplicated now?
I've got to hope it is. I mean, generations come through, you know, at a certain time. I mean, the generation of the anti-war people came through at that time in mm-hmm. the 60s, the peace movement. There's some movements for that today. But more importantly, I think what has to happen is people have to believe in themselves. They can't just be waiting around for leaders. They may be frustrated right now. There's a lot of concern. They care about climate change, young people do. They care about gun safety. They care mm-hmm. about the right to choose. But they're the ones that are, it's not heroes. They're the ones. That's what Dick felt at the end of this decade. He said, we can't be just looking for heroes. We have to do it us. We are the government. We are us.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened, I think, in the 60s was the civil rights movement had a lot to do with it. They were so brave and so courageous, and they were doing it year after year. Mm-hmm. They didn't get frustrated. It doesn't happen easily.
Mm-hmm.
They started in the 50s, and they didn't get it very far. Finally, in 1964, Civil Rights Act comes. Finally, in 65, the Voting Rights Act comes. It takes time, discipline, nonviolence. Violence, organization, but it can be done. If it's done by other people, it can be done by us. I'd love to be young again right now out there.
I feel like you are. You've got that young spirit. That's, you know, what's great about this is you and your husband, you are so accomplished. Obviously, you wrote the memoir for LBJ. You've done so many things in your life. We have you on all the time. But your whole, this all started as a love story. You got, how did you meet and how did it all begin?
Well, I was a young assistant professor at Harvard. And we had an office at 78 Mount Auburn, a yellow house. Mm-hmm. And we heard that Dick Goodwin was coming to take an office there. The Kennedys had gotten him an office there. I knew about him. We all were nerds. We knew he was brilliant, mercurial, arrogant, brash. And he sounded really interesting to me. I'm sitting in my office, and he comes and plops down on the chair that was for my two T's. He said, so, you're a graduate student, right? I said, no, I'm an assistant professor. Right away, he was teasing me. He knew I'd worked for LBJ. That was what bound us together. He had left before I got there, so we never had met. We always wanted to meet each other at various times, and we missed each other at the March on Washington. Mm-hmm. There were 250,000 other people there, no wonder. But anyway, he sat down. We started talking about LBJ, about rhythm, about astronomy, literature. He knew everything. Mm. And about the Red Sox, of which we were both fans. And we kept talking through dinner, and our conversation never ended. And I knew that night I'd met the man I wanted to marry.
Oh, my gosh. And how many years? 42 years of marriage. Were you debating whether or not you should publish this? Because he passed before you've obviously decided.
Yeah, I had made a promise to him that I would publish the book and write the book. We hadn't fully finished it at all. We had just started doing it. I was helping him write it. But then once I decided to do it, and it was hard, would I be reliving his death all over again?
Yeah.
But instead, it's what historians do. You bring people back to life. Mm. And I was so happy to be able to bring him back to life in this. It really made a difference. And it became a different book then, because then I was an historian, so I'm writing about the 1960s, and I'm interviewing a whole bunch of people who are still there. It's a fading generation, and a lot of them are dying off, so I wanted to be able to get a voice, of course, a voices to talk about it.
Well, Doris, your beautiful touch is all over this book. People will learn a lot. They'll learn a lot about you and your husband and a lot about history. Thank you so much. It means so much that you came to see us today.
I'm so glad to be with you. Thank
really
you.
Really appreciate it. Again, get the book. It's called An Unfinished Love Story, out tomorrow. Find more about it at today.com/shop.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.